Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
About to get into Petty Monday, Kid Nation. By the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID.
Give us that Petty. And by the way, it's brought to you by this morning, Rothy's.
Oh, man, get you some Rothy's. Everybody came in my closet at the swap party of the night, and they said, show me your Rothy's, because I've been talking about them so much. And they wanted to see him in person and feel him and ask me questions about him. Happy to do it. I love my Rothy's. I got the red camo pointed toe flat. I highly recommend if you go in a pointed toe Rothy, go up a half size.
Okay.
Because then I got the slip-on sneaker, and I wore my regular size in that. But the great thing about Rothy's is they have an excellent return policy, really quick shipping, the free returns, so you can swap out and get the right size you need. With Rothy's, they are like a shoe you will be obsessed about. One woman wrote me after she heard me talking about it and said, I have 25 pairs.
Whoa.
So that's her treat for herself. Whenever she has something good happen in her life, she treats herself with Rothy's.
Well, that's cool.
I love that. These shoes, you're not going to understand it. And I don't understand how they're made of recycled plastic water bottles. I don't know how they do it. I don't understand that technology, but these are sustainable shoes. They're shoes you can throw in the washing machine. These are comfortable, stylish flats that you can wear with a cute dress. You can wear with your yoga pants. They go with everything, and they release new patterns and colors all the time. Those sell out really quick, so you got to get on those. With Rothy's, you're going to be like noticing you're part of a tribe, the Rothy's tribe. And if you go to rothys.com/kid, you can get your new favorite flats with comfort, style, sustainability. The shoes you've been waiting for are Rothy's. So go to rothys.com/KIDD today.
Give me a P.
Here we go.
Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y.
I'm petty all the time.
Have you been petty, Kid Nation? We want to hear from you at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
Got this one from the DM.
Bring me some petty.
Newly married couple, so you know a lot of petty's going on there, Big Al.
Yeah.
It says, I've been married for 2 years now, and my husband never puts the dang toilet seat back down after going to the bathroom. I've tried being nice when asking him, but that didn't do anything. So a few months ago, anytime he left the toilet seat up, I started to slam it back down. Hard. 7 a.m., slam it down. Dinner guest over, slam it down. Him in the shower, slam it down. 1 a.m., slam it down. It's loud. I'll make a scene. I don't care.
Slam it down.
And yesterday, I watched him put the toilet seat down without having to even ask for it.
It worked.
It's working. Hashtag petty month.
That's a good one.
And she made almost a little rap song out of it.
Yeah.
7 a.m., slam it down.
Yeah, we should make a song out of that. I like
company
that.
Coming over, slam it down.
We'll give you writing credit and everything because you slammed it down. More pettiness in relationships. My husband refuses to put his used dirty Q-tips in the trash. It makes me so mad.
Where'd you put them?
So, probably on the counter or something.
Ew, dude.
So, I started putting them in the pocket of his uniform shirts.
Oh.
He lays his clothes out every night, but he can't find the trash can. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Good.
Yeah, let me get a pen out here. Sorry. Sorry about that. There's that right there.
That nasty, babe.
What's going on in the text, Anna?
this is funny.
See, Anna giggles before every funny one,
yeah. Right.
So you know it's good.
I worked a 17-hour shift, and my boyfriend threw a fit about stopping at McDonald's on the way home. Well, I blasted his meal with the AC all the way home. Enjoy those ice-cold nuggets.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine just, like, holding the nuggets
right,
up against the AC?
Right.
He went to McDonald's.
You're McDonald's. Making me stop after a 17-hour shift.
Cold nuggets. What's up, Sydney?
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to Petty Monday. All right, so yours involves your neighbor.
I moved into my apartment about a month ago, and I'm at the bottom floor, and I knew what came with apartment living. I was waiting for the noise.
Yeah.
This guy keeps me up until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Music, stomping around with the shoes on all night. So this morning at 4:30 when I got up, I was slamming doors for no reason. I played my music very loud. I was dropping stuff all morning. So I hope he got the message.
Oh, yeah.
And But I also noticed this morning that his tags have been expired since May. So what can I do with that?
Oh, no.
You're asking us for petty advice.
Well,
you
she's
might
not
notify somebody.
She's just saying it just in case they're listening. So, you know, she's giving a warning before her supreme petty comes out.
Right? If you know a police officer, maybe you can kind of, you know, give him a call.
I have some friends.
Uh-huh.
No, I have some police friends.
I like what you said, though, so I wonder what I can do with that.
Yeah. Petty idea.
She's just wondering.
That's a different bit. Petty idea.
Don't change it.
I want a cop friend.
I have one.
I'm looking for one.
You can borrow Derek if you want.
He's I can cool. borrow yours. Yeah. Well, what if I want my own?
Then go find one.
Yeah.
Come on. Good luck.
Derek has cop friends that he could introduce you to. You get your own cop friend.
I think he's a go-to cop friend.
Yeah, we all need a cop
for advice.
Friend.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, message me. I'm open.
I got a couple other ones.
Oh, well, you have...
I have numerous.
Right. Two pair?
You got Derek's up on my neighborhood. Or if I want to come down here, I got Brandon and Nocheska, so... Whoever you want, Jen, I can let you. I can
wow,
hook you up.
We've been holding on to this whole time.
You remember when I had to evict that guy? We had cops.
How's that? Yeah.
And you have a cop friend too?
Yeah,
I have plenty of cops.
Plenty of them. My cop friends help me move a fridge.
Yeah.
That's how cool they are.
My cop friends arrested me. That's how cool they are. They keep it real.
That's right.
No
I don't think they were your friends.
No
they were your friends, Al.
No
yeah.
favoritism.
A lot.
Wow. What's going on, Ellen?
Hi, okay, so recently my husband and I, we were in a disagreement, and I usually don't get petty with him, like, ever, but for some reason something just got to me this time. So he needs his phone for work, but after he fell asleep, I put a password on it because he doesn't keep a password on his phone. So in the morning, he woke up and he couldn't unlock his phone, so he had to come calling to me to apologize.
Oh my God.
What if he didn't find out till he got to work and then he wouldn't even be able to call you to ask you what the password was because his phone would be locked?
Too bad.
I know. He'd have to use a friend's phone or something. I don't know.
That's why you gotta apologize.
Does it not recognize his face?
Exactly. I'm sorry. No. We have facial recognition, but he doesn't have it on. So he wouldn't have been able to. He wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Yeah, that's fine. That only works half the time anyway.
I've noticed that a lot of boyfriends don't like to turn on the facial recognition because the girlfriend can open it when they're sleeping.
Oh, just hold it in front of their face?
Really?
So,
yeah.
That's scandalous.
Uh-huh.
That's scandalous.
That's scandalous. Your boyfriend or husband's laying there sleeping, you hold his phone in front of his face so you can unlock
it. That's why some of the guys were saying they don't use it because they're scared their girlfriend's going to use it when they're sleeping.
Scandalous, mm-hmm. Ladies. No.
But I mean, we've been using the thumbprint for years when you're sleeping.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
You're not joking. You're not joking, Jenna.
He's an eye recognition. Yeah. You open his eye while he's sleeping.
I've noticed my daughter started doing it. When she wants to use my phone, if I fall asleep on the couch, she'll come up and tap me, and I open my eyes and my phone
crazy.
In front of my face. I'm like, what are you doing? Because you were sleeping. I want to use your phone.
That is scandalous.
Yeah. So they learned from an early age.
I guess so.
Awesome.
What's up, Andrew?
Hello. Hey, so over the weekend, my girlfriend and I, we went to Chicago to go meet her family.
Yeah.
And she decided to fall asleep, and we had a bit of an argument, and I left her there. And I'm driving, I'm back in Texas right now, but she still thinks I'm coming to pick her up. But
Wait, you drove from Chicago to Texas?
Yes.
And without your girlfriend.
And she thinks you're going to go back and get her?
She doesn't know. Yes. She knows he's left.
I told her that I was at the gas station and have not came back yet the next day.
That might be an ex-girlfriend now.
Yeah.
You got to tell us, like, why was the fight so bad? Because it must have been bad for you to drive thousands of miles.
Yeah, was it really bad?
Well, we had plans and she wanted to sleep through all those plans and I still got to go to work. So, I'm going to start.
Okay, so she wanted to rest, and you wanted to go take care of all the plans. I got you.
You need to call us back for love letters to Kelly.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, buddy.
Yeah, we're
be safe out there.
I want to see how this plays out.
Both in driving and with the girls.
I am a naturally always tired person, but sometimes you just got to fight through it and stay awake.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what he's saying.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I got you.
But I get sometimes you're just like,
after
I'm
Chicago,
too exhausted.
But you don't leave your girlfriend 10 states away.
This might break off into another bit called, Where'd You Leave Your Girlfriend?
Yeah, right?
7-Eleven.
Yeah. Daniel, what's going on?
What's going on, man? I told my best friend's baby daddy the wrong hospital. She's having her baby this morning, and I didn't want him up here. So, I told him the completely wrong hospital.
Oh, wow.
Oh, because you don't like him?
No, he hasn't. He's been MIA since she got pregnant, okay. So I figured why does he need to be here?
Now, how far away?
Daniel, how far away
is this wrong hospital from the real hospital?
About an hour and a half. We're here in East Texas, and he's now sitting in Dallas somewhere looking for her in a hospital.
Oh, wow, man. Hey.
I wouldn't be there when he gets there. It's going to be a little...
Daniel could be like, oh, my bad, man. You know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, be there.
Y'all are borderline.
Well, he's having his best girlfriend's back.
Yeah, that's all he's doing? I kind of got Daniel's back on this
one. He wasn't there for the pregnant. She didn't need that stress.
I get it.
That's funny.
How about a little neighbor petty from Jared? Hi, Jared. Uh-oh.
Hey, man.
Your phone's being petty with you, sir. Jared?
Hey, man. Hold on, let me come back to you.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Let's go with Hayden instead. Hi, Hayden.
Hi.
What's going on?
So, basically, my sister always borrows my shoes. And one morning before my volleyball game, I couldn't find my jandals, so I asked her to go look for them. I had to be a real snob and be like, they're probably in your room. Well, later up, I went in my room, and there they are. Oh. So, I took them and I planted them in her closet. And I go back downstairs, and I'm like... They're not in there. Can you go look? And she's like, no. So, of course, me being the junior I am, I go and pull my mommy into it. And I make her go look for them. So she brings them down and slams them down. And then when I drive her to school, I park in the very back parking spot. And when she gets out, I drive up to the one I actually wanted.
There.
Parked in the back, made her walk, and then she drove up
there.
To the spot. I like that. Have a good day at school, Hayden.
She's jandals?
Jandals.
Yeah, they're like Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Birkenstock? Jandals.
Jandals.
Thank you, Hayden.
Yeah, cool.
I'm going to shift gears here real quick.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, we are.
Got a teacher on the phone?
In a minute. Yes, we do, Big Al.
All right.
So, you know, when we get one on the phone, we got to keep it going because, you know... Teachers are working hard, and it's hard to get them on the phone, and you wrote us, and we're trying to hook you up with an Overachievers prize pack. So when we get one on the phone, we get excited, and we want to read you the letter that this teacher wrote for us.
I read this letter about a week or so ago, and I've been telling Cheddar, like, every day, please try and get this teacher. Please try and get this teacher. I don't know why, but this just really kind of struck me. The teacher's name is Kim Towery, and here's what the letter says. I'm an art teacher for over 850 students per week. My goal would be to start a pen pal program with a school in Kenya. Instead of sending letters, we would send artwork that is made by our students.
Uh-huh.
I would spend the $500 on special markers, papers, and postage to send special artwork to the students in Kenya. I would also like to send the same supplies to the same school in Kenya so they can send artwork that they make back to the students at my school.
I love that idea.
So basically, instead of a pen pal program, we would have an art pal program. Oh, I think our kids would love to make pictures for these students. And again, that's from Kim Towery at City View Elementary School.
That's
Kim.
A great idea.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, good morning.
We love this idea.
That is great.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Yes. And you have won $500 from Pilot Pen. This gave me goosebumps while I was reading the letter. I have no idea why.
Al's got goosebumps again.
Maybe because my mom was an art teacher back in the day.
I didn't know she was an art teacher.
Yes.
I didn't either.
She was a teacher, but I knew she was an art teacher.
Yeah, she was an art teacher for years, and I've just never even heard of anyone doing this. And maybe it's out there and I just don't know about it, but it's really kind of struck me.
Why don't you paint something and send it in their little shipment.
Maybe I'll send it to the students in Kenya. It's not going to be very good, but I'll sure send it.
Now, how do you go?
Kindergartner.
Kim, how do you go about finding a school in Kenya? Like, how does that go? How does the communication work? Do you just find one and just send an email and hope they return one?
Well, we have been sponsoring a boy in Kenya through World Vision.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be fun to hook up with a school that he's familiar with, and we can, you know, work back and forth to get artwork back and forth to both schools.
Okay.
Oh, that is cool. And how old is the kid you guys are supporting over there in Kenya? What grade is he in?
Well, we've been sponsoring him for about 10 years. He's 19 now.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been sponsoring for a long time, and he always sends me artwork, but it's always in pencil. And I think, what could he do if he had the right tools to make something really spectacular.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic, Kim.
I would love to see some of his artwork.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I would love to, if you would send us a picture on the text of his artwork, I would love to see that, Kim.
I sure will.
And you never know, because you know that the student that this past, what was it, 2 weeks ago, that wrote the University of Tennessee, because he couldn't afford a t-shirt, so he wrote his own artwork, and now the school has taken that design, and they're making t-shirts.
And bonus on that one, the school offered that kid a full-ride scholarship.
Full-ride scholarship? Oh.
Yeah. They're selling his t-shirt after he got bullied by some girls at a school, and now they took the t-shirt, sold it on their website, and now he's been offered a full ride to the University of Tennessee, which is really cool. And here's what you got, Kim. We're going to hook you up with a G2 Overachievers prize pack, including Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens, and that $500 Visa cash gift card, so you could buy all those supplies you need to make all the beautiful artwork to send over to Kenya, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. I love you guys.
Absolutely. Love you, too.
No, Kim, thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you for what you're doing. This is such a good idea.
I would love to see some of the artwork that you send and some of the artwork that Kenya sends back to you, okay?
I'll keep you posted.
All right.
Lovely.
Yeah, all right.
Good.
Kim,
thank you.
Are you already at school?
I'm at school, yes, sir.
Look at Kim already working. Well, you have a wonderful week, Kim, and hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your prize pack deal.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you, too, Kim. And I loved art.
Love that.
Loved art when I was in school.
I love making those little clay things that you know, it could be a planner, it could be an ashtray, it could be something to hold paper clips.
Yeah.
It said multi-uses. That's why I used to just kind
of... I love how our moms used to always act like we were Picasso or something.
Right.
Look how good you are at art.
I kind of suck, but thank you, Mom, for saying that.
All right, Kid Nation, that music right there means it's time to play Beat the Bank.
ATM.
$5,000 up for grabs. Now, if you've been keeping track, you know that we only have 8 pins remaining that have not been said yet. Now, the goal here is not to use a guess that's been said already, to make sure your chances are up there. $5,000 for you at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
The numbers you are using are 2, 4, 6, and 8, and we'll take callers number 17 and 18 to play Beat the Bank ATM next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation.
The job you see on the back.
I got you, bro.
Yeah, man.
I've been practicing all weekend.
No.
Came back strong on Monday, you know?
Yeah.
We have 4 numbers for you, 2, 4, 6, and 8. Your job is to figure out how do those go to open up our ATM.
Figure out how those go.
What's the correct sequence, Big Al Max?
The order.
Hopefully you've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses, because we're down to 8 that have not been used yet. Melanie, how are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, I'm doing phenomenal, but I'm shaking.
Well, I'm glad you're doing phenomenal, and I hope that gets even better for you. Yeah. Don't shake. Have you been keeping track of all the guesses?
As best as I can.
Okay, and we'll take Melanie. We'll take that all day long. Now is the time to tell us what you think the pin code is.
My guess is 2468.
2468?
Okay.
Access denied.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Melanie. I think that was a guess on Friday.
It was.
Because we were all thinking, wouldn't it be funny?
Yeah.
If it was 2468. And it wasn't. But Melanie, thank you for listening. Keep listening, okay? We have more opportunities for you to win that $5,000, hopefully. 8 guesses still remain, Big Al Mac. We'll move on here with Rochelle. Hi, Rochelle.
Eek. Hi.
Eek. Hi.
I already like you. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
What are you up to this morning?
Trying to work.
Trying to work.
Trying to work.
Trying to work, yeah. Well, you can make some money right here, so it's kind of working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Since you're on the phone.
Please, Lord Jesus, yes. Right.
What do you do for work?
I work with the Hartford as the account manager.
All right.
Nice.
Yes.
Have you been dreaming about $5,000?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
I finally got through. I can't believe it. This
would be nice.
This is crazy.
Well,
hopefully, you'll have $5,000 to spend after this phone call.
8 guesses remain.
Hopefully.
One of them has $5,000. Rochelle, what's your PIN code?
8642.
8642.
Password.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, Murphy is sitting the middle.
Yay!
what it sounds like when the ATM pin number works.
We didn't even know.
We had no idea.
That's all the eeks in the world.
Eek.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What are you going to do with the $5,000, Rochelle?
Not tell my husband. No, I'm going
to Right.
Oh, my God.
We'll keep it a secret.
Oh, my God.
I know, Rochelle, $5,000 just for guessing the correct pin code. And if you're keeping track, that's 2468 backwards. Oh, I see what you did there, production
staff. That is so awesome, Rochelle.
Rochelle, congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
I hope this helps you and your husband out. Do something you guys need, maybe a vacation, buy something nice. I don't know what you guys are going to do with it, but do it right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless.
Have you ever won anything before?
No. Never. Especially on a radio. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, your first time.
It's a good first time present.
Yeah. You'll always get to listen back to it anytime you want.
One of many.
I like that.
Tell your husband you won $1,000.
Yeah, just on maybe $500. Because maybe he deserves $5 in there. Yeah.
Exactly.
He'll get his cut.
Pick up a couple of zeros.
Rochelle. $5,000 richer. You hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Love you guys. Love you too.
Rochelle, thanks for listening.
That is awesome.
That was cool. And you know what we're going to do, Kid Nation? We're going to fill that ATM machine back up again. We'll hook you up with another pin code.
All right.
Whenever we get that all set up.
Awesome.
And there was a big video shoot this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A video shoot for a video. I was trying to think of the name of the song. What was it?
Seltzer Dripping.
Thank you very much. So part-time Justin and his girl, Lardy B, came up with a song. It was a hit. So they're like, hey, let's start a Kickstarter and get some money so we can do the video.
Yep.
The video shoot happened this weekend. We'll get all the inside scoop of what went down next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Rochelle Lay. Just won $5,000 with Woo-hoo! Beat the Bank ATM.
Way to go, Rochelle.
And if you're sitting there in your car and you're hoping that you would get in and be able to guess to win that $5,000, it's not over yet. No, that was just the first half.
It ain't over.
Now we play a game. We're going to fill that ATM back up with $5,000. We're going to get brand new numbers, and then we're going to start all over again.
Brand new money.
So there's still a chance. And, hey, you could get lucky and get it on the first guess. You never know. That's why we want you to make sure you're listening. And do keep track of those wrong guesses. We'll have another chance for you to guess here in less than 40 minutes. All right, Kid Nation? And we'll tell you those numbers as well. But right now, let's talk to the man of the hour.
Fresh off of his very first music video shoot.
Wow.
It's exciting, y'all.
Still glowing.
So much fun. I mean, nervous about it.
They had White Claw and Truly out there repping it. They had people at the pool. It looked fun based on the behind-the-scenes look we got from the Kid Nation Instagram.
Oh, yes. It was so exciting. We're at this really cool backyard pool scene. The house is still being built, so people were a little lost on trying to figure out if they were at the right place. But we had a Truly can stuck next to a porta potty right outside in the front yard so people could figure out where the music video was being shot at. Big old basketball court. Big Al Corey was also able to set us up with that water slide.
Yep. Awesome.
Oh, so nice.
Big Al Corey was there?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a whole bunch of cute floaties. Everyone was chilling. They wore their best bathing suits. It was so much fun. Anna was there. Did you enjoy Anna?
Yeah, I had a great time.
You did.
Now, how many people did y'all invite, Justin?
I think we invited around 40 people.
You were expecting more, maybe?
I thought it was hundreds. Yeah.
Yes, I thought it was going to be hundreds, too. You know, some people, on a Sunday, things come up.
Well, yeah, like football.
Football games, church, birthday parties. Some people get sick.
True.
They're hungover from Saturday night.
So out of the hundreds you were expecting,
how many
showed up, actually?
I think 40 people were there. What'd you see? Yeah?
Yeah, I probably was at the peak. I felt, maybe that's because I showed up early, but I was like, oh, Justin said there'd be 100 people. There's probably a solid 15.
Okay. So somewhere between 15 and 40 is where we got.
I love the difference in numbers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you know, guys always round up.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
Back after this.
Sup, it's part-time Justin, and summer has been great, but now I'm itching to get back into my routine. After eating out during vacation, I'm ready to get back into the habit of eating what's good for me. But finding time to look for recipes and get to the grocery store and meal prep, it's so overwhelming. That's what's great about Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest makes it easier to get back into the habit of eating more fruits and vegetables in your meals, and they can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. There are 65 different options, like ready-to-blend smoothies, hearty soups, and savory harvest bowls. Each Daily Harvest cup takes one step to prepare, with room for customization. Add your favorite milk to a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl and top it with an avocado or an egg. I just had the cold brew coconut smoothie and it was everything, honey. They're so tasty and delicious, picking up every flavor and ingredient. Daily Harvest is the most convenient way to eat delicious and nutritious meals for whatever your schedule throws at you. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code KPOD to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code KPOD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
Now, we do have someone on the phone that was at the video shoot yesterday. Drew, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi.
Now, were you invited or were you a donor?
I donated. Okay. I donated $20.
Well, thank you.
For the Kickstarter. The okay, yeah. So granted you access into the video shoot. What'd you feel about the video shoot?
It was a blast. I loved it. I've always wanted to hang out with part-time Justin, so I figured I'd just have to pay him to get to meet him.
Sweet. That was cool. Can I just say, Drew is my spirit animal. She showed up with a RuPaul fan.
Oh, what?
I did.
To just keep herself cool during this hot sun. And then she also showed up with the most extravagant, outlandish hat. That was crazy. So in my Instagram video, I'm walking down with two girls. I'm wearing this big hat. I borrowed it from Drew. She showed up with her own black swan floaty. We blew it up. And then she also had like a little smaller black swan for her White Claw /Chewy drink. This girl is full hype, energy, amazing. I'm so glad I got to meet you, Drew. And she also invited me to her birthday party.
Aww. Oh, when's that happening?
Bachelorette party.
Oh, bachelorette party.
Well, you will learn this, Drew. Justin's not great with the details.
Listen,
they both start with a B.
He just wants you to pay for his drinks and he'll be fine.
Yes.
Where's your bachelorette party, Drew?
It's going to be at my friend's dance studio, Oak Cliff Dance.
Oh,
and we're going to have drag queens. It's going to be a drag show.
Whoa.
This is my friend, Drew.
So this is
yes, Kelly Raspberry. I came on your trip.
I know. She's a podcast family vacationer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, isn't she amazing?
It took me a minute, but I put two and two together.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
Kelly knows that hat as well.
Girl, she had those.
It was everywhere.
Fiercest hat. One that, you know, like you could spread your arms out.
The umbrella.
And you're still covered underneath your hat.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a lot, since sun's out, bun's out, there's a lot of booty.
There was some booty.
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
At the video. So we saw you walking down with Lardi B, your girl, and who's the other artist?
Her name is Clovette May. She's also a phenomenal singer as well.
Really? Oh, really?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is she on the song, too?
No, she's not on the song, but I went to one of her shows before, and she just killed the performance. Her and Lardi are good at singing with each other, like duets and stuff. So they performed, and I got to meet her there. And a lot of really cool people there. I was told that Where We Are At, Darrow shot a music video there, too. So it was like...
The rapper?
Yeah.
Nice.
Uh-huh. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty
great. I heard Mansion Under Construction, I assumed...
Oh, your place.
No. That they were just like
breaking
crashing.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They
had permission.
Had permission.
We did, but it's really funny because Lardi, she got there before any of us did. She's just sitting in the parking lot or in the parking spot, and then a man shows up and goes, "Hey, can I help you?" And she goes, "Nope, just chilling. We're about to go in." He goes, "Was there a party here last night?" She goes, "No, but there's about to be."
Right.
And then she goes, "Who are you?" And he goes, "I'm Mr. Tally." And he's like the owner of the property and the house.
Ooh.
And so he's like, "Who are you?" And she goes, "Oh, I'm Lardi B. We're about to shoot a music video here."
In your house.
So he didn't know?
He didn't know. His sons own the house, right?
He owns the house.
Well, he does, I guess.
But his son set it all up.
Yeah, his son set it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
He didn't know.
asking what's happening. Daddy?
Yeah, but I think it's their house because their pictures are all over the property.
Yes, the son. Family, yeah.
That's or the dad, too.
Rich folks do that.
My son has pictures all over my house as well, yeah, but he does not own it.
Exactly.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. But he was so nice. He was like, all right, well, I guess this is happening, huh? I guess we should
so he's cool with
video
it.
In our backyard. Yeah, uh-huh. So wow. The backyard is just like pristine nice. It's like waterfalls and nice grass and everything like that. The house is still being built. But no, we left it the way we found it, or better, in a better condition. We cleaned up.
You left it in better condition than you found it.
Yeah, in fact, they finished the whole front, the construction.
That was them shooting for finish.
That's awesome. I'm glad you incorporated my product.
And thank you so much, Kid Nation, for donating and helping me bring this dream to a reality.
When do we get to see it?
Beautiful. Our goal is in a week, so hopefully this can get done. I think our editor dropped out, but one of the...
It was that big of a cluster of a video shoot, huh?
Sometimes it's hard, but the guy who shot the film...
He got a paying gig.
Gotcha.
That's called dropping out.
I guess. But the guy who shot the film, he was on Love Island. He might be the one editing it as well.
Wow. He was on Love Island?
Yeah, he was on Love Island.
Huh. That's pretty
Any cool. other drama besides the owner not knowing and your editor dropping out?
No, that's it. That's all.
That's enough.
That's all what we got.
Did any romance brew up with the people that showed up at the party? Like, any relationship start?
I don't.
That'd be nice.
Anna?
No, I just made new friends. I got a couple friend requests. It was great. I met a lot of new people.
All right.
Yes, but it was, girl, this music video is going to be so lit. It's going to be so fire. Drew, thank you so much for being part of it. You made it more special and magical.
Did y'all actually get any White Claw product? Because I've been looking for stuff. They, you can't find it in the stores. No, anyway,
they
send
them something.
There's a shortage.
Yeah, they said, White Claw sent us this big inflatable can.
Yeah.
That should be in there. It was like Wildberry or something like that flavor. And then Truly sent us some nice cardboard cutouts of their cans.
What about drinks?
Shirts. Yeah, and they said, hundreds of drinks.
That's why there's a shortage. Because of Justin's video shoot.
I wanted to spend money. I can't find it.
I have to buy
the knockoff version this weekend.
On a scale from 1 to 10, I think I'm like a 4.
So an average day.
An average day.
I had to buy some knockoff too. I bought White Paw.
Yeah,
but White Paw.
Yeah, White Paw.
I bought Brewly. Because they're all sold out. Hey, Drew.
Good to hear from you, Drew.
Yes, so good to hear from you too.
Congratulations on getting married.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cammie said you would hit on me, Big Al, if you met me.
All right.
Oh, definitely would.
Well, I can't wait to meet you.
Well, she is off the market.
She's getting married.
I hope to meet you before the wedding.
Are you going
to
change your mind?
What are you going to do?
You never know.
What are you going to do?
You never know. You never know. I could be that guy that says, stop. Stop the wedding. I do object.
Oh, she laughed at your joke.
See?
I think she's just being nice because she's on the radio right now.
You never know.
I'll show you pictures of her.
All right.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Did we meet you? Were you at Alan's birthday party? And Jeff?
I was not. Oh, okay. I was visiting my dad in Colleen. I would have much rather been at Alan's birthday party than Colleen.
True. All right, so Kelly's going to show a picture of you to Al, and then we'll figure out if he's going to break up your wedding, okay?
There you go.
Oh, okay, perfect. Awesome. I'm happy to hear that. You too.
Bye. I bet you her fiance is probably like 6'6".
What is everybody?
He's not very tall.
Did we do that, Ben? Has anybody ever actually stopped a wedding? Like, stop. Yes, I object.
I don't think we've ever done that.
We could try, though.
In the 25 years of doing the show, probably, but I don't remember.
Okay.
Hashimoto's.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Rhino's a little more expensive than $5,000.
I don't know. I
haven't looked up the price.
It's sort of like how you buy a star.
Okay.
Buy a rhino.
You can sponsor a rhino.
Greatest idea
sure,
ever.
Of course.
Buy a star.
All right, we have, I believe, 24 possible pins that you can come up with with these four numbers, and they are 3, 5, 7, and 9 in no particular order. Your job is to figure out which order they should be in to open up the ATM and score that $5,000. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off with you, Colin. How's it going, buddy?
Going good.
All right, man. So you got the first shot at this one. You could get lucky and win that $5,000 if you get it right. So what's the pin?
7953.
All right. All righty.
That would have been cool, though.
That would have been so cool. $5,000 winners in one day.
Yep.
Boss man George would be not very happy, but yep. That's how it goes sometimes. Sometimes you get lucky. Colin, have a wonderful day, buddy. Keep on trying, man. Marianne, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am pretty happy right now.
Aw.
Well, good.
Well, we're happy you got through, Marianne. We would love to hear what pin you have.
Okay. 3759.
That's pretty good.
3759. Access denied. Mm.
Dang. All right, so we got two out of the way. Marianne, thank you for helping out a fellow Kid Nation member that's going to eventually get that $5,000 with your wrong guess. See, we're all helping each other in a way.
Trying, yeah.
And keep on trying, okay, Marianne? We'll have another chance for you to play tomorrow at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Keep track of all those. Get a crew together so you make sure you don't miss one so that we can get closer. There's 22 remaining now.
All right.
And now we got to get into it. Our love expert is here, well-rested after a long weekend. Or maybe not rested because she has kids and there's a lot of athletic things going on with her family.
Actually, we were selfish. It was all about us.
Oh, was it really?
Oh,
so you got time to yourself,
show.
So she's kind of rested then. All right, let's get into it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in a relationship that I've been in for 3 years and we recently got married in July. In August, he got a new phone because his old one broke. While I was helping set up the phone, per his request, he hadn't had a chance to turn off notifications after logging into social media, which he apparently used to do. I saw a message pop up from Messenger from a woman. Obviously, I clicked on it because it looked suspicious, and I felt that as his wife, I had a right to know. In short, he had been sending and receiving pictures of multiple women through Messenger, Snapchat, Instagram, and I even found a Tinder account, a premium Tinder account, that had profile pictures that I took while on a cruise together that I paid for. On Tinder, I found he sent a message to a woman 3 days before we got married asking to meet up with her. Oh. Now he says he never physically cheated and loves me, but he's been lying to me all this time. I also found out he had more than one same-sex encounter in the past, which is fine, but I felt like I had a right to know because I've always been honest with him because I love him. I asked him multiple times before we got married if he was cheating or unsure of commitment because he works out of town. How do you do this to someone you love? I'm so lost and all I do is cry. Please help me, Gabby.
Gabby, this is bad.
Yeah, man.
I think you picked a bad one.
Sometimes you pick bad ones, Kelly.
You picked a bad one and you get so caught up. I think if you look back over your relationship that you open that message because it looks suspicious. That wasn't the first sign that things were wrong in this relationship. You probably ignored red flag after red flag after red flag because we get caught up in the idea that we reach a certain age, we got to get married, this might be our only shot. If we don't do it now, I've got to go out and find somebody new. It's not worth the trouble. I'm just going to make this one work. And you turned a blind eye until now, technically, you know, too late, in quotes. It's not too late. People get divorced and stuff. But
yeah.
It sounds like you just picked a bad one and you chose to ignore all the warning signs. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe that was the first inkling you had anything was wrong and he was just really good at covering his tracks for 3 years.
But now you know.
But I think if you're going to be honest with yourself, you knew all along this was wrong. You did it anyway. And now you're stuck with the consequences of your decision. And you've got to decide if you want to believe a liar. I think he's cheating on you. And I don't think you have a foundation built on trust.
Do what you got to do.
A marriage under fraudulent circumstances. Mm-hmm. That's fraud, and that's a cause for an annulment, I believe. And
I believe so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend of 3 years and I split up about 3 months ago. I recently contacted her so I could get some closure and nothing more. And I found out that she's been dating someone since a week after we ended things.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I feel like I was hit in the chest with a boulder. Now, I know we weren't together, and she has the right to date whoever she wants, but a week? A week? All caps. I don't know why this hurts so much. This was my first relationship, serious relationship, so it's kind of new territory. My question is, how do I heal or start the healing process so I can get back out there? If you know any good spots in the area to go to, that's where I'm at. Love the show. Brandon.
Well, oh, man, Brandon. I think you didn't want closure. I think you wanted her back. Yeah. And then you got hit with the reality that she has really moved on. And sometimes you just got to go through the pain and you got to feel it. and wallow in it for a minute and then just get back out there.
You'd be fine, Brandon.
And I you're going to have to get out there with your friends. Go watch some. You know, it's football season.
Yeah.
Get your friends together. We went. I caught the tail end of it. But my husband and bad influence Jeff went out Sunday to watch some football. I came at the tail end, and it was just like there were so many people there hooking up, meeting, flirting. It was a great place to be. This is prime time for a single guy.
It is.
Girls out there pretending to like football right now, and they are going to be...
They're ready for you, buddy.
They're ready for you to take them home afterwards after you buy them a few shots too many. And that's what you got to go for.
So a couple rebounds.
The
huh?
easy prey.
Go for the easy prey. Oh, my God.
What? And then after the easy prey, you can...
I'm going to go ahead and give you a slow clap on that.
There you go.
That's awesome. That may be the best advice I've ever heard from you.
And Brandon, get it from guys that have probably been broken up with girls, it would have hurt like a boulder 2 weeks later, 3 months later. It still would have hurt regardless, dude.
You have to occupy your mind.
Yeah,
like Kelly says all of the time. I never speak about it on radio. Sometimes we'll have a relapse, hear a song or something, or you think you're...
It'll happen, buddy.
See a place that y'all used to go, and I think about it. So,
yeah. I get that.
But you just have... You can't allow
yourself to get there. Yeah. You do have to feel the pain. You need to do that. That's a good thing.
Yeah. What song is it, by the way, Al?
Please.
What song,
is it the Secondhand Serenade one?
That one. Oh, that's...
Because tonight will be the... That one?
That was the one he was thinking of.
No. It's that... One of them is that Pink song. Because
give me one good reason, just another.
Not that I
heard
it all.
Karaoke song.
That was her karaoke song, and it took me forever to convince her to sing karaoke. And of course, she picks a song, and it's a breakup song. But anyway,
is that the only one?
No, there's a whole...
A lot of songs.
What else?
Just air all of them. I mean,
love letters. Every song, love letters to Kelly.
I got to bail my dude out. He's about to cry.
Yeah, and he knows he's just giving all of us ammo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Trey!
Well, you should have given us more than one, because now you're going to hear this one to death.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim.
I let you see the parts of me that
weren't all that pretty. Do you think she danced this at her wedding?
Oh, Jenna Owens with the dagger!
Jeez. Wipe my eye a little bit.
Whatever. He rode me so hard about my breakup a long time ago.
Oh, and that other, there's a country song. She's probably sitting, making out with somebody in the couch right now. Whiskey glasses. Oh, Lord.
We don't have that one.
Oh, Lord. It's just, I mean, just, anyway, let me
read your letter, sir.
Get into this.
Yeah, you're digging yourself into a tear.
I said,
Kelly, could you just answer that? Whatever all that was.
Occupy your mind is what I was trying to say.
That was very helpful advice, Al.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I, he's 41. I'm 29. We've been together almost 3 years, but just got married 5 months ago. After we said I do. It came out that he and his ex-wife of 8 years had been texting and emailing behind my back. They don't have any kids. It was nothing dirty, but it was hidden from me. It's kind of similar to Jenna's letter. And he wants to melt their wedding bands down into a keepsake now. Just last night, I was going through movies. There was her graduation DVD. There was their wedding DVD. I confronted him on it. He says he's still not over it and can't let the DVDs go.
Well,
wow.
Legacy Box can help him with that.
How am I supposed to feel as his wife? I feel like we are in a ménage à trois that I didn't sign up for. Am I being ridiculous for feeling this way? Please help. Sammy.
No, you're not ridiculous. He obviously, he flat out admitted to you he has unresolved feelings.
He says he's not over it.
What do you do with that information is up to you, but you're only asking me, are you wrong to feel this way? No, you are being betrayed emotionally.
I'm on your team.
If not physically.
It is.
But, you know, they've opened the door to that. If they are still friendly, reminiscing, he's looking at old wedding videos, he is cracking that door open to an affair, a physical affair. And I think he's already having an emotional and mental one.
Sometimes it's hard to get over, Kelly. You just don't understand. You have to occupy your mind. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough. Think about other things.
We're not broken just yet. We can learn to love again.
Wow.
Oh, Al's gonna take time to himself here for a little bit. That's Love Letters to Kelly. If you want to write our love expert, go to kidnation.com. And we'll be back at it again on Wednesday.
That's a blast. Occupy your mind.
We need to check in with Al.
Yeah, we're going to check in with Al all day today. That's what we're going to do. And coming up next, we're going to check in with Lamar Odom. Dancing with the Stars kicks off tonight, and he's going to be dancing. We'll talk to him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, guys, we have a guest on the phone right now. Joining us on the show is... Lamar Odom. What's going
on? Gosh.
I practiced that, by the way, Lamar. How you doing?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
Doing good, man.
Just chilling.
It's a little early.
A little early for you, huh?
Yeah, you're out in L.A., huh?
Yeah, I am out in L.A., man. How you doing, y'all?
We're doing good. So, Lamar, one of our old interns... saw you on the street yesterday, and, you know, she didn't approach you or anything. She gave you your space, but she saw you were buying some flowers. Who are those for, good sir?
Probably for my girl, Sabrina.
That's right.
Yeah. Sabrina.
So you're the romantic boyfriend always buying flowers for his girl, huh?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
It's the little things that make the big difference.
And when you do it on a random weekday, too.
Yes, yeah. For no reason whatsoever.
Do it for no reason, show up with some flowers.
Yeah. It might even get you a little something.
You know what we're talking about, Lamar.
That's right.
Lamar, we're really excited to watch you on Dancing with the Stars. How did this come about?
My old PR, they were on her back about it.
Oh.
Maybe for a couple of years now.
Oh, awesome. It takes time.
I just thought the time was right to do it.
I'm always so surprised when they do have basketball players as dancers because you're so tall. I mean, that's an obvious thing.
Right.
And I would think it makes it so much more difficult for you as a taller man trying to dance like that.
I mean, they all, it's like this choreography dance is totally different from like dancing in the club.
Yeah.
I think once you have a partner who's a pro, they can work with you.
Lamar, who's your biggest? Who's going to be your big enemy this season? Who do you think is the guy you got to put the target on?
I mean, I think James Vanderbeek be pretty tough to beat.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you got Ray Lewis as well, who has good rhythm.
How is that conditioning though? I mean, you have to get in there and dance for 8 hours, right? I have to imagine. I mean, even as an athlete, it's pretty exhausting.
Yeah, it's 4 or 5 hours a day, and I think. The advantage I had, I'm in like pretty decent shape already before I started dancing, so I think that'll help. That works to my advantage.
Have you been sore anywhere weird? Is that a weird question?
Yeah, like this spots in my like places on my legs where I felt like I never worked out.
Yeah,
I
like, different muscles, you know. So
yeah, you're gonna have dancer legs, dude.
Dancer legs.
I got really small chicken legs.
You also got a book out, Darkness to Light. What was it? What was the process like writing a book? Because I know you had to revisit a lot of things that you probably wanted to put away.
But for me, it was probably a therapy session that was much needed. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of grief and loss in my life that I never really had to grieve over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Such as the loss of my son. Which I don't really still think I even just like sat down and cried about, but there was a lot of emotions like over spilling, and it was overwhelming. And you know when you're overwhelmed in your thoughts, sometimes it can lead to horrible decision making.
Yeah,
it was me. And so it was like a therapy session that was overdue.
Where do you see yourself in, say, the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, hopefully back on the top of a mountain financially. Hopefully, maybe married.
Yeah.
Living in Atlanta with two twin boys who I want to raise them to play in the NBA. And just somewhere happy.
Yeah.
In a happy place, happy.
You think Sabrina will be the lucky girl?
Well, you put a lot of pressure on this.
Well, I hope so. That's what I'm in it for.
Well, look, you can catch Lamar Odom on Dancing with the Stars on ABC, 8/7 Central. And Lamar, look, where you were in 2015 to where you are today, we're just happy that we're seeing the old Lamar Odom coming out, man. We're really proud of you, dude, and continued success.
We're rooting for you.
We're rooting for you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, bro. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. And make sure you vote for Lamar, man. He's going to get out there and bust them moves.
Yeah, we don't know his phone number yet, but vote, vote, vote.
Yeah, thanks, Lamar.
Thanks, Lamar.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.